This Sunday is sometimes referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday for obvious reason. Of course, you know, we're in a three-year cycle of readings, and this cycle, the third cycle, is the year C. The gospel is very, very short. It does center on the image of the Lord Jesus as the Good Shepherd. But it's very short in a one specific aspect. The Lord Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." And that's why sometimes I get up here, I think, and just sound like a broken record over and over and over and over again about why it is so absolutely essential if we're going to have any, you know, life and development in our walk of faith, in our spiritual life, to have time of personal interior prayer. There is no way to grow spiritually without prayer. It is impossible. It is impossible to know the Lord Jesus as the Good Shepherd unless you, as he says, hear his voice. And where are you going to hear his voice? But in your own heart, listening to him. Listening to him. And that's why I think sometimes in our spiritual life, sometimes we'll maybe make some good resolutions or whatever, and we'll get ourselves all revved up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the other or whatever. And, you know, a week in, 2 weeks in, a month in, a year in, whatever, bam, we fall down. And we might not get back up. And that's because we've started backwards. We've started trying to do things on our own. Whereas we have to always listen first. We have to receive first. And then we'll receive what we need in order to do whatever it is that the Lord might ask us to do. But we have to listen. We have to listen. We have to listen. And it's interesting, the way that we put listening into practice is by obeying. The word obedience, the root of it, comes from the word to listen. And so listening and obeying are very closely related, and they're absolutely necessary in the Christian life. And it's why, again, I think, you know, we're sort of at least culturally predisposed to get out there and just start doing things, you know, do something. And sometimes I think we really do too much, to tell you the truth. We always feel like I've got to be, you know, running around doing something. And that's fine if the Lord has called us to that, but I don't really think he does. I don't think he calls us to run around like chickens with our heads cut off, to tell you the truth. We need to be still and know that he is God. And let him be God. And that might be the biggest sacrifice that we can make, is to give up our own plans, our own ideas of what I need to be doing, and listen to him. And sometimes that might mean, you know, waiting. Most of the time, I think it is going to mean waiting. God's a big one for waiting. Did you know? Have you noticed that? And we're not. We hate to wait, you know? This traffic light is so long. It's 15 seconds. You know what? What's the deal? You know, I mean, we hate to wait. But so often, I'll just share my own experience. when I do wait, so often things just work out. I didn't have to do anything. God is taking care of it. If I could just be still and let Him do it. Now, sometimes the Lord challenges us too. He says, okay, get up off that couch and do whatever it is that we need to do. But we can have a peace and assurance about that too when we're being directed, you know, by the Lord. Most of the things that the Lord asks us to do are pretty obvious anyhow. They're right in front of us, you know. They're the people right there that we are there to love and to serve. You know, Jesus said, I came to serve, not to be served. That goes for us as His disciples. We are here to give our lives, give ourselves in loving service of God and of others. And about 99% of the time, you know, that's pretty clear what we should do, to tell you the truth. When we need some guidance, we need to stop and to listen. But when we do that, we can have this confident assurance. Go on, even in this short gospel, listen what the Lord has to say. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. Remember the last words of the gospel last week, what were they? Follow me. Jesus said to Peter, follow me. Not get out in front of me, but follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. You know who usually takes us out of His hand? At least speaking for myself, it's me. I get up and get out of His hand for some crazy reason. And my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Father and I are one. This light, this unity that exists at the core of all reality. And that's what we're called to. We are called to this life of unity with God and unity with our brothers and sisters in God. That seems to be particularly lacking in the world that we're living in today. Because nobody's listening. And nobody's obeying. We have to listen. We have to obey. And the things that we have to listen to and the things that we have to obey most of the time are very, very, very well known to us. Very well known to us. You know, I think we all know the Ten Commandments pretty well. It's very clear. We'll even say it sometimes ourselves. I really shouldn't say or do or whatever this, but we'll just stop. Don't do it then. Don't say it then. We know. We know. We really need to let God be God. And we fear that so much. We think He's going to take something away from us. But He always gives. He always gives. When we listen and when we obey, when we spend our lives in loving service of God and neighbor, then we find fulfillment. We find meaning. We find joy. That's what I think so many people in our world are running around doing all these crazy things, is they're trying to find some meaning to their lives. But that's not the way you do it. You do it by listening and obeying. In loving service. That's how we find out who we really are in relationship to God, who is our Father, and no one can take us out of His hands. And so we need to trust Him and to love Him. Yesterday we had a beautiful event in the life of our parish. We had our it was First Communion Day. We had three different masses because we had so many children. It's great for First Communion. And seeing the, you know, these little ones, you know, coming again, taking this further step, incorporating them more and more into the mystical body of Christ, into that relationship, you know, with the Heavenly Father. It's a wonderful, I encourage you, if you haven't come to a First Communion Mass in a while, I encourage you to do it. It'd do a lot for your faith. That trusting, listening, obedience of these little ones, and the joy that they find in that. The joy that's really hard to express in words. And that joy that is greatly infectious. You know, that's the joy that's supposed to be seen in the Christian life. That's what that leads to when we have that security of being held in the hand of the Father, where we can never, ever be taken out of that. Nothing in this world can separate us from the love of God. If we'll just be still and listen and obey.